purpose could be that strong motivator that helps people work together as well. Like you identified like a TEDx talk with Adam Leipzig that asks five simple questions on the idea of purpose. And one was, you know, who are you? What do you love to do? Who do you do it for? What do those people want or what do they need? And, you know, how will this change or transform as a result of what you give them? Like what's going to change? And like, I thought this line of questioning was very powerful. But, you know, from your experience researching the book, Susan, what's an example of a company that's able to pull this off? Like, what is a purposeful organization out there right now that we can look to?
So it's really interesting that you decided to give me this question, because there are several chapters in the book where we as co-authors had some strong tension and I would say even disagreements, and the purpose chapter is one of them. I've always believed that knowing your purpose, even with very simple questions, is a privilege. If you asked me these questions in my 20s, my 30s, and my 40s, I'd give you a different answer every single time. And I think that, as you mentioned, some of the kind of core principles of leading together are in an organization. As an organization might start with a pejorative purpose that the founder woke up in the middle of the night with, but that might not be the purpose that the organization brings forward. So for me, it's the concept of meaningful and significant work through which one can see a connection to something bigger than themselves. So for me, purpose in the sense of, I know what the work that I'm doing has this impact on our customers, on potentially my neighborhood or my family or my city or my industry. And the connection from a sort of integrity level is there. I get very nervous with the current zeitgeist around purpose being everything. I've started to use the phrase purpose washing, much like we used the phrase greenwashing in the 90s and early 2000s. The idea that, you know, for me, it comes back to this compulsion, this rational masculine compulsion to have an answer, right? So this decade, it's all about purpose, and purpose is everything. And if you can lock on your purpose, then it solves everything. Mm-hmm. And I think in my experience, not only with businesses and commercial enterprises, but more specifically with NGOs and organizations that are designed from whatever that purpose might be, just for example, you know, ridding the ocean of plastics, that purpose becomes the compulsion. And the people are swept aside. And so I think that purpose is important. I think that having a North Star is important, but I think that it's also really important to recognize that that there is a very strong tendency for the purpose to become everything, and for the human aspects of leading together to be discarded in kind of subjugation of the purpose.